reason of Ayaz's superiority. When the governors boiled over, overflowing with envy, finally they reproached their padishah, saying, "This Ayaz has no 30 brains. How can he expend the income of 30 commanders?" The padishah, together with those 30 governors, went to hunt on the plain and in mountains. The padishah saw a caravan in the distance. He said to a governor, "Oh, the accuser, go. Go and ask the caravan at the investigation place from what city they are coming." He went and asked and returned, "From Rai." The sultan asked, "Till where are they intending to go?" The governor remained silent. He said to another one, "Oh, noble person, go and ask the caravan what is their destination." He went and came back. "To Yemen," said he. The sultan said, "Oh, trusty person, what are their goods?" He remained perplexed. To another governor he said, "Go and ask the merchandise of that group." He came back. "There are every kinds. The majority of the goods are bowls made in Rai." The sultan asked, "When did they set out from the city of Rai?" That slothful commander remained in perplexity. In this way, about 30 and more governors were weak in thought and deficient in business. The sultan said to the commander, "One day I tested my ayahs separately, saying, 'Ask, from where does the caravan come?' He went and asked all these questions directly. Without advice and without instructions, he comprehended their condition one by one, with no doubt or hesitation. The result, uncovered by all 30 commanders, was completed by him instantly. Then those commanders said, 'This is one of the talents bestowed by God, not a matter of hard working. The pretty face of the moon is a grant of God. The pleasant essence of the rose is the gift of fortune.'" The sultan said, "Nay, increase of the fault and income of hard working are derived from oneself. Otherwise would Adam have said to God, 'O our Lord, we ourselves persecuted our flesh.' He would have said, 'This sin was from self. If destiny was this, what is the use of being awake?' The same as Iblis, who said, 'You had led me astray. You had broken the glass under, rebeating us.' On the contrary, destiny is a right, and the servant's labor is a right too. Beware. Do not be single-eyed like the shameless Satan. We are in hesitation upon two subjects. How should this hesitation be without free will? How can the one with two hands and feet say, 'Shall I do this or shall I do that?' Can there be any hesitation in my head, such as, 'Shall I enter into the sea or shall I fly above?' There is hesitation in, 'Shall I go to Mosul or to Babylon for magic?' Then, to hesitate there must be power. Otherwise, this would be laughing at the mustache to make yourself a figure of fun. O youth, do not put the blame on destiny. How can you lay your own fault upon others? Zayd commits murder, and is his punishment given to the Amir? Amir drinks wine, and is the penalty for wine drinking forwarded to Ahmed? Wander around yourself and notice your fault. Know that the movement proceeds from yourself. Do not leave it to your shadow." The governor's reply will not be wrong. The foreseeing governor knows who the enemy is. When you have eaten honey, no other person but yourself gets fever. Your day's wages do not go to another in the evening. For what you have worked and it was not paid back, what have you sown and your seed did not grow? Your labor that is born of your soul and body hangs onto your skirt like your child. In the unseen world, labor is given a form. Is not a gallows constructed for the act of robbery? Does the gallows look like robbery at all? But that is the figure given by God, who knew the unseen world. God inspired the officer's heart. Make such a figure for justice. Thus you become wise and a qadi, or judge. How can he give punishment and judgment not in accordance? If the judge does this, how will the highest of all these judges give judgment? If you sow barley, nothing except barley will grow. You have taken a loan. From whom does he require security? Do not lay your own fault upon another person. Give your mind and ear to this response. Lay the fault upon yourself, because you, yourself, sow. Make peace with the reaction and justice of God. The reason of suffering is your bad doings. Perceive that the evil is done from your actions, not by fate. The glance at fate makes the eye cross-eyed. It makes the dog attached to the hayloft and lazy. O brave man, allege yourself, but not accuse the response of justice. The man whose ram is stolen. A man had a ram. He was pulling it behind himself. A thief cut its rope and took the ram away. When he became aware of the fact, he ran to the left and right in order to find it, saying, "Where is the ram that has been carried away?" He saw the thief by a well. He was screaming, "Alas, how awful!" He asked him, "O master, why are you crying?" The thief said, "My pulse of gold has fallen into the well. If you go in and take it out, I will give you a fifth of the gold with pleasure. You will receive a fifth of 100 gold in your hand." He said, "This is the price of 10 rams. If one door is closed, 10 doors are opened. If the ram is gone, God gives a camel instead." He took off his clothes and went into the well. The thief immediately carried away his clothes too. Strength is needed to take the way so far as to the village. If endurance is absent, cupidity brings the plague. He is a mischievous thief. Every moment he has a different form, like a phantom. None except God knows his tricks. Run to God and be saved from the deceitful. The Padishah who goes to mosque. A Padishah was going to the mosque. The officer and the warden with a stick were beating the people. The one who beat broke the head of another one and tore the shirt of another. By the way, an innocent minstrel was beaten, having said, "Go, get out of the way." He, dripping with blood, turned to the Padishah and said, "See the apparent tyranny, no need to ask of the hidden one. Your fairness is this, you are going to the mosque. O rebellious one, what would be your evil and sin?" The elder never hears a salam from a lower person. Thus he is not tormented by him in the end. It is better for the holy man to be found by a wolf than by a wicked person. Because even though the wolf is very cruel, yet it does not have cunning and tricks. Or else how could it fall into the trap? Cunning is exactly in man. Know yourself. One day, a degraded man said to a dervish, "Nobody knows you here." The dervish said, "Even if the people do not know me, I know very well who I am. If the trouble and pain had been reversed, if he had seen me, I should not have seen myself. Alas! Suppose I am a fool, I am a lucky fool. Luck is better than obstinacy and arrogance. I express this word in accordance with your bad thought. Otherwise, he gave me a fortune and may give wisdom as well. Garden. The flower garden that grows from the seed is for a moment. The rose garden that grows from wisdom is fresh. The rose garden that grows from earth disappears. The rose garden growing from the heart is so nice. Know that the delightful sciences we have known are only two or three bunches of flowers from that rose garden.